Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perik Chav Ches, Mishnah Yud, Svacha Shehischol Bamipia. This net, this hair net, I started to weave it from on top, the part that goes around the face. Zok the Mishnah Tahir, it's going to be Tahir, at she yigmer es kurkusa, until you finish the bottom part. Hischol Bamir kurkusa, if you started from the bottom to work your way up, then Tahir, at she yigmer es pia, until you finish the top part. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is, it won't be Makabal Tum until you finish the entire thing. It makes no difference whether you work your way from the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top. Vaiter Zakta Mishnah. Shavis Shala. So this is like a headband that they wore on top of the Svacha. Hashavisim v'hasharhoinim. It was a kind of decorative parts that they put onto their clothing. The Shvisu, again, was like this headband. It was a very nice piece that they wore on top of the Svacha. It was like on the forehead of the person. It went around from one ear to the other ear. We think about a headband that goes around the top of your head, like earphones. This went around more like on the forehead part. Either way, it ran independent of the Svacha. In other words, sometimes, says the Batnura, you would take this headband off one Svacha and put it onto a different Svacha. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Tamei could become Tamei Bifnei Atzma, even when it's totally not connected to the Svacha. But Hechutin Shala. So next to the Svacha were these threads, strings, actually, and it was used to tie the Svacha down. Right? Today that wouldn't pass. When I was a little boy, they had these hats and you tied it underneath your chin. No one wears that today, right? But those didn't fly off in the wind. So, Hechutin Shala, these strings that are made to tie down the Svacha, Tmein Mishum Chiber, they're Tamei because they're considered connected to the Svacha. So if the Svacha becomes Tamei, these Chutim become Tamei. These strings are not woven. So they're not Makabel Tumah on their own. But because they're connected to the Svacha, they're considered a Chelik of the Svacha, and because the Svacha becomes Tamei, so therefore these could become Tamei also. The Mishnah concludes, Svacha Shenikra, if a Svacha rips open. So what happens if she tries to cover her head with it? If Eina Mekabeles as Roiv Haseir, if you can't get most of the hair on the head into it, it's not considered a Beged, and therefore the din is Tahira. So a Svacha, if you started to weave it from on top, it's not Mekabel Tumah till you get to the bottom. If you started from the bottom, it's not Mekabel Tumah till you get to the top. This kind of headband that goes along the forehead from one ear to the other, it's Mekabel Tumah on its own, because it doesn't necessarily stay with the Svacha. The strings that are used to tie it down, that on its own wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, but because it's connected to the Svacha, if the Svacha becomes Tamei, it becomes Tamei as well. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if the Svacha rips to the point where most of the hair can't get into it, it can't cover most of the hair, then the din is Tahira.